வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June, 1976, in New Brindavan, West Virginia.
Translation. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years, but for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost, because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years.
Pungso barsa satam hi ayu sadadham chajitatmanaha nishkalam jadasurakshya siti andham prapitasama. Life is so valuable that we cannot waste even a second without any profit. That is the aim of life. The materialist person, especially in country like yours, they calculate. I do not know, when I was in India, I heard it that if you go to see an important businessman, his secretary, while talking with that man, the secretary gives you a card that is, Mr. such and such cannot spare more than 2 minutes. Is it right? Anyway, we should not waste our time. Either you act materially or spiritually. But materially, we have no business. Although we have taken it, the material business is very important, and spiritual business has no meaning. This is the sum and substance of modern civilization. But so far we are concerned, not only everyone, the human life is only meant for spiritual purpose, not for material. In the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj has said, Tato jateta kusala chimayam bhavamasita sariram paurusam jaman na vipaddita puskalam. Before that he said, tatpryasana kartabhyam, tatpryasana kartabhyo jato ayudvaya param na tatha mindati chimam mukunda charanamriyam. People are so ignorant that they cannot understand what is the importance of this valuable human form of life. This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction from the very beginning. Dullabham manusanga janma tadapi arthadam adurvam kaumaro asari praga dharmana bhava thaniya. Dullabham manusanga. Just like these small children, they are being trained up in this Bhagavad Dharma, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Bhagavad Dharma means hearing, chanting of the Supreme, glories of the Supreme Lord. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, not for others. If somebody says, yes, I am hearing always through the telephone, I am doing business. No, not that kind of hearing. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. If you can contact Vishnu or his devotee Vaishnava, that is all right. Otherwise, you are simply wasting time. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam. Always constantly thinking of him. These are the bhakti ways. There are 9 different processes prescribed in the Shastra. Sumanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padushivanam, Archanam, this is Archanam. Worshipping the deity in the temple, this is called Archanam. The Lord is called Archavigra, Archavata. He is also incarnation. Another incarnation of Archavata. He is giving facility to the devotee to handle him. If you do not get the opportunity to serve the Lord, how you can be perfect? So this Archavigraha is Lord's incarnation to give facilities to people like us who cannot see God everywhere. For the neophyte devotees, it is essential to worship the deity. But if you simply worship the deity without hearing about the Lord, Sumanam Kirtanam, these things are essential, then the deity worship will be a burden. At a certain point, it will be a burden and gradually it will be neglected and the whole thing will be spoiled. Both things should continue. Bhagavat Marga and Pancharatriki Marga. Deity worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. And Bhagavat Marga is hearing chanting like that. Both of them should be accepted, parallel, line. Otherwise, one without the other will be, later on, troublesome. So we must continue. This temple means not only we shall decorate the deity very nicely, cleanse the temple, Srivigraha Aradhana Nityanana Singara Tana Mandira Marjanadu Yuktasya Bhaktana Sanjindu Sopi. So the temple worship should go on. At the same time, Samanam Kirtanam of Vishnu must go on. Two things, parallel. Then it will be done very nicely. So, actually this life is meant for this purpose. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There is no other purpose. All other activities, second life. So, those who are very much advanced in spiritual life, just like the brahmanas, the sannyasis, they did not bother about what to eat, what to sleep. Sex life is completely forgotten. Even where to eat, where to sleep, there is no such consideration. Simply engage in Krishna consciousness. That is the only business. Of course, we cannot do that in a neophyte state. But actually, that is the only purpose. Unfortunately, the modern civilization has discovered so many artificial ways of life that it is very, very difficult to execute Krishna consciousness business. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that simply for sense gratification, if we waste our time, that is not good. Tat prayasana kartabham. Don't waste your time for increasing the scope of sense gratification. That is not at all required. Tat prayasana kartabham jato ayurvaya param. Ayu means duration of life. It's simply wasted. Vaya. Vaya means expended or wasted. Param. This duration of life, human form of life, is param. Param means the supreme. Not like cats and dogs. They are ayu. They also live for some time. We also live. But their life is useless. They cannot understand Krishna. But we human beings, if we are trained up, we can understand Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is called param. Everything is param. That's why anna. Anna means ordinary rice. And paramanna. Paramanna means the first class, sweet rice, cooked to his meal. You have got good experience. So, similarly, ayu, the ant has got ayu, the worm has got ayu, the cat has got ayu, some duration of life. But so far the human being is concerned, that is paramayu, paramayu. So if we waste our time simply for sense gratification, then we waste our this valuable life. Prahlad Maharaj advises. Tat prayasana kartavya jato yayut bhayaparam na tatha mindate kshemam. We are acting, working for some good achievement. So our achievement means the human form of achievement is mukunda charanambujam. Mukunda means Krishna. How to get shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna? That is the supreme achievement. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised. Tato jateta kusala kshemayo bhavamasrita. Those who are fallen in this material world, somehow or other, it is not our place. This is a rotten place. But somehow or other we are fallen. Bhavamasrita. We have, instead of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, we have taken shelter of this material world. Therefore it is called bhavamasrita. For them, it is imperative that śarīraṁ paurasaṁ jāvat na vipaddhita puskaraṁ. So long we are young, very strong body, senses are very working nicely, this opportunity should be utilized for advancing Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a calculation is there. That one would think, yes, that's all right, but I will live at least 100 years, so let me enjoy now sense and later on we shall see the business of Krishna consciousness. No. Prahlad Maharaj is wanting. Yes, we have maximum. But nobody is now is living 100 years. Everyone knows it. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. Prayin alpayayusha kalavasmin yugetana mandas mandamatayo mandabhagya upadvusa. Indeed, the symptom of this age, Kali Yuga, is that we are not living the full term of our life, 100 years. We are not living. Anyway, supposing we shall live 100 years, pungso barsa satang ayu, tat artham cha ajitātmana. Ajitātmana, ajita means not conquered. One who has not been able to conquer over the sense activities, for them it is not, even if he lives for 150 years immediately minus. But sleeping, in our temple in New York, in the beginning when I was having classes in the morning, at 7 o'clock, and still people from here and there, they will come and protest and go to the police because you are disturbing their sleep. They want to sleep as much possible hours. I think that is very great gain in the Western country. To sleep. Because so sleep means simply waste of time. You must know it. Either I sleep 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, it is simply waste of time. The valuable life which I have got, immediately so many hours minus. Sleep is not good. Sleep, if we can do without sleep, that is perfect. Not that let me enjoy sleep 12 hours, 14 hours, whole life. No. That is waste of time. Nidra hyate natram babayana chababaya viva chate haya rajam kutumbam bharanenava. The materialistic way of life means nidraya hyate naktam, at night, either sleep or enjoy sex. Nidraya hyate naktam babayana cha babaya means sex. And at daytime, diva chate haya rajam. At daytime, where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Go, take your car and run. So, diva chate haya rajam, and when you get money, kutumbha bharani, you know what? Then find out, purchase something for my wife, for my children, for myself, spend the money. Again night come, again sleep, again sex, again day come, all right, go to market, earn money and spend it. This is all material. So it is very difficult to convince the people of the modern age how they are wasting their time, how they are risking their life by this way of irresponsible life of material existence. They are thinking that the more I enjoy sex, the more I enjoy sleeping, that is perfect. That is my profit. And to convince them, no, it is simply loss. You are simply risking your life. It is very difficult. But this is the fact. This is the fact in this way, because in this duration of life, human, if I do not make my life perfect, stop the materialistic, miserable condition, namely janma mitru jarabhyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, then I am missing the opportunity. Next life will be given by the laws of nature, just like you are in the forest, you see so many trees are standing. You do not know how many years they will stand. Yes, it is possible. If I have acted just like a tree, nonsense, then no sense. Just a tree has no sense. If you cut it, it does not reply. Because practically, it has lost the senses. There is some senses, consciousness, but it is not developed. It is not developed. The animal, little more developed. The human, fully developed. This is all the consciousness has stages of different consciousness. And when we come to the stage of Krishna consciousness, this is perfect. Otherwise, in the lower grade. So if we neglect in this life, human form of life, to develop our Krishna consciousness, then there is chance to become an animal, to become a tree. So people do not know this, how this science is working, but this is the fact. Pratityakriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa prasadehantaraprati. So we have to read all these things very carefully. Prasadehantara, after death there is dehanta, another body. So we must be very careful what kind of body I am going to get. Now, this life I have got very nice, beautiful body and everything is all right. But if we act irresponsibly, then nature will give me a suitable body. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of life? 8,400,000. We should be very, very careful not to waste the duration of life, even by a second, and we shall eat less, then we shall sleep also less. Nidrahara vihara kari. Then our sex appetite also will be less. Unnecessarily eating, unnecessarily sleeping is not required at all. That is the practice by the Goswamis. Nidrahara vihara kadi vidito. They conquered over eating, sleeping, making there no question that sannyasi renounced order of life. And defense also there is no question because it will be dependent on Krishna, the most powerful defender. So there was no question of defense. Simply two things, eating and sleeping, so that they also come from. Nidrahara vihara kadubhito chattanto dhinauto. Spiritual life means you have to control. That is called Goswami. One who has control over the senses, one who has control over eating, you will find this instruction in the nectar of instruction. Jivhavegam, udarovegam, upasthavegam, manasovegam, etan vegan javisaheta dhira, pradivinsa sishya. Guru should be. Guru means one who has control over the six engagements. To control the urge of the mind. The mind wants to do this. No, if it is not profitable, don't do this. The control of mind. Control over the senses, control the words. I am angry, I want to abuse somebody with some illness. No, what's that? Control of it. Talking, all that unnecessary, useless talk. That is control over the tongue. Bhakam, bhasavegam, krodavegam. I am just going to be very angry upon it. No, we have to control. In this way, when one is able to control over these things, especially jivhavegam, udarovegam, upasthavegam, straight line. The arch of the tongue, the arch of the belly, and the arch of the genital. Then we become śrāmi, gosha. Artificially, it is not. It is the practice. Nidrāharavegam. These are material things. So, to control over the material urges, that is required. You have to come to the spiritual plant. That is called tapasya. Tapodibbang patrakadina suddheta satya jasmād brahma sukham manantam. We are searching after happiness. But in the material world, you cannot have happiness. That's a fact. Whatever little happiness you get, that is also distance. One has to attain to that stage of happiness with distance. So that's a long history, everyone knows, that happiness is not possible, but we arrange to get so-called happiness means sense gratification, that is not happiness. Sukham atamtikam jatat otindriyagrayam. Directly sense perception is not happiness. These things are in the Bhagavad Gita. You find sukham matam sikam jatya tat otindriyagrayam. Otindriya means beyond this material sense. transcendental. There is another happiness. That is transcendental bliss. That we perceive little bit while we are chanting. By chanting, when we will be purified, then we will have the opportunity of tasting the transcendental bliss. Otherwise, the so-called happiness derived from the senses, that is not happiness. That is crude, that is for the fools and ascetics, that is not happiness. So we shall utilize our time very carefully, pumsa-balsa-satam, because here is the calculation that although, supposing that I shall live for 100 years, pumsa-balsa-satam hi ayu, tad-ardhamcha adhita-atmana. Immediately, those who are not controlling the senses, ordinary, they are immediately, at least half, minus, 50 years gone, first living. And then, nishpalaṁ jadasau rātra sete andhaṁ prāpitas sama. So in this way, if we are actually serious, it is not that we are imposing some. We must be serious about the Krishna consciousness business, that simply by understanding Krishna, or simply being Krishna conscious, we become liberated. Janma karmam samay dibbam jo janati tattata tattā dehaṁ punarjanmadai ki māme. You have taken to Krishna consciousness, take it a little more seriously and practice, follow the rules and regulations, chant regularly, then your life will be successful. Thank you.